I really like this topic. This is sort of 30 minutes on what the general school lawyer needs to know about special ed. And I think the notion of there is no escaping is a good way to put it. You know, when I started out, I did not intend to be a special education lawyer. I wanted to be a school district lawyer. But it became pretty obvious to me quickly that that was going to involve a lot of special ed. Special ed kids are about 8 to 12% of our student population. They're going to generate a disproportionate percentage of the legal issues that we deal with. So I do think that a school district lawyer needs to know something about special education. So that's what we're going to talk about. Now, here's the roadmap. Basically, four things that I want to try to cover. And first and foremost is discipline. This is the area where most of you are going to encounter special ed. You get that phone call about a student, and it's a discipline case, and the student is emotionally disturbed, has autism, cognitive disability, whatever. I want to talk a little bit about the Houston Chronicle story and the fallout from that. I think most of you know what that is. The role of the attorney. What's the role of the attorney with regard to special education law? And then just a little bit about due process hearing. So, discipline. You know, this has changed a lot. I like to think back on some of the questions I got early on. I got a call from a superintendent when I was really just starting out in this area, and he said, we got this kid that is emotionally disturbed. Now, he's not in our special ed program, but he's emotionally disturbed, and he went on to tell me about this discipline situation. What do we do? And I said, let's back up a little bit here. If he's emotionally disturbed, why is he not in your special education program? And he said, well, nobody's referred him for a special ed evaluation. So I'm thinking, well, now we need to go over child find a little bit. And I said, but my next question was, well, if he's never been referred, I guess nobody's ever tested him. How do you know that he's emotionally disturbed?